Hi.
I hope that if you're listening to this, you are home and you're cozy and you're safe, and you should probably go grab a snack or a drink because I'm going to be talking for a while. obviously, as of right now, I have no idea how long this is going to be, but as we know, I'm a little bit of a chatterbox, so... but part of the reason I wanted to do this is because I, obviously we're stuck at home, but, I saw this pop up, about a month ago, and I was like, oh, I really want to do that. And I didn't, but then I noticed, because I know, if you're listening to this right now, you know I haven't posted anything in a while. But I noticed that I have over 100 people following on me on here. And that is bananas to me. I know over 100 is kind of chump change for some people. But to me, it's not. It's crazy. I've kind of been on here. I was on here lurking for a while. And then, as you know, if you're listening to this, I started posting audios a couple months ago after being, a creepy lurker. And, cause someone encouraged me to do it. And I was like, all right. And it's so much fun. And I thought, you know what, if at least, I don't know, one person, listens, then it'll be good. You know what I mean? And now the fact that, you know, there's over 100 people now, that listen and are my friends, like that's just crazy, crazy, crazy. So, I know most of us have been in weird moods lately. Like, how can we not be? You know what I mean? And, I know people haven't been feeling the best. There's a lot of sadness and a lot of anxiety, and everyone on earth, has been feeling weird. And I'm a big believer in, you know, like mass emotion, and the fact that everything has been kind of upside down is affecting all of our sleep patterns. I know it's affecting mine. I've been going to sleep at, like anywhere from like 2 a.m. to like, I think 8 a.m. the other day, and it's crazy. And I thought I was the one who was a weirdo until I saw a meme actually that someone posted, and I was like, oh, thank God I'm not the only one. But if you're listening to this at 4 a.m., I hope you're cozy and go to bed, please. So I wanted to do something kind of light, kind of fun, and I promise I'll go back to doing sexy stuff soon, but let's just hang out together. Let's be cozy. Let's have a snack. Let's have a drink, and let's answer these super fun questions. So Slider, who I love, if you've never checked out any of Slider's audios, he's lovely. And he posted these questions after James Lipton passed away. And I thought that was such a good idea. And if you have never watched or listened to Inside the Actor's Studio, please, please, please pause this and go to YouTube and look them up. James Lipton was incredible, and he was so much fun to watch. And even if you haven't watched him, you've probably seen Will Ferrell being him on SNL. And the fact that James Lipton played along and thought it was so great, I think said so much about him and his character. And he seems like he was such an incredible human. And his interviews are so cool. And even if you're not into actors sitting and talking about their careers, the way that James Lipton spoke to actors wasn't, he didn't put them on a pedestal. He just had like a full-on real conversation with them. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that with actors because they think like, oh my gosh, you know, it's Robert De Niro and let's worship at the throne of Robert De Niro. And I think James Lipton was just like, no, like let's hang out. Let's have a conversation. But The other cool thing about James Lipton is that he always asked these 10 questions at the end of every single interview. And it was really cool to listen to everyone's responses because I think he did a really good job of humanizing these people and getting them to talk about their craft and their process. That even if you aren't an actor or someone in the entertainment industry, it's really, really interesting to watch. So I highly suggest that. And I think you should watch that. And then watch Will Ferrell just kill it and be incredible as James Lipton. So I'm going to do the 10 questions that James Lipton would ask at the end of every interview on Inside the Actor's Studio. And they're fun questions. And it's something I've been watching. I had watched that show since I was a kid and always wondered what my answers would be. And so now, even though he passed away a month ago, let's do these questions. Let's do it up. So like I said, get cozy, hang out with me, and, yeah, let's do this. So number one, what is your favorite word? My favorite word is coupon because, I think everyone says it differently. I'm from the Midwest, so that's how I say it, but I know some people say, coupon. A lot of people in the South say coupon. I don't know. I think it's a funny word and everyone says it differently. And so it's my favorite word. It just makes me laugh. What is your least favorite word? Number two, my least favorite word. Okay. This is a secret. This is exclusive. Because I don't tell people my least favorite word is because I feel like you always meet those people every once in a while that if you tell them what your biggest fear is or what your least favorite word is or what your least favorite song is, they'll say it or they'll sing it or they'll do the thing. And I hate that. It's like one of my pet peeves. So I don't tell people a lot of the time what my least favorite word is, but I'm going to tell you because I like you so much. My least favorite word is scab. I hate that word. It grosses me out. And I have a strong stomach typically, but I don't know. It grosses me out. Like even talking about it right now is the worst. So we're moving on. I hate that word. Number three, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? I think when people are vulnerable and soft and nice and emotionally available, because if you're like that, you encourage others to be like that. And then just think about how wonderful it would be if everyone was surrounded by people who were emotionally open and vulnerable and raw. And so they were able to be like that. Just think about all of the art that would be created because people would be able to be in a safe space and all of the just comfort that people would feel. So I really love that. And I think that that's a really great quality for people to have. Just, you know, just be nice. Which goes with my answer to number four, which is what turns you off. I don't like when people are mean. I appreciate manners and I hate entitlement in people. I don't believe anyone is above anybody else in this world. I don't believe in the class system and rankings. And I don't like any of that. And one of my pet peeves is when people don't, just that they're entitled. Like, don't cut people in line. Don't cut people off in traffic. Don't, act like you're above anyone, you know, tip people, say thank you, you know, acknowledge people, look people in the eye, say hello, be a nice person. I hate when people are so wrapped up in their own bullshit that they don't acknowledge other humans around them unless it benefits them. So, in the words of Kendrick, be humble. Number five, what is your favorite curse word? My favorite curse word is fuck. I say it all the time. If we're friends, I apologize. I say it often. My mom one time told me, you say fuck more than anyone that I know, but then my mom says fuck a lot. So who knows? Number six, what sound or noise do you love? Okay, time for me to get cheesy. I love rain and thunderstorms, which I know everybody else does. I love the sound of the forest. Like, you know, when you're in the middle of a bunch of trees, and you're quiet, and you can hear birds and maybe bugs. Like I love cicadas. I love when you can hear cicadas. And you just hear that, that wind going through trees. Oh, it's like my favorite thing. I also love wind, just that noise. I guess storms is a blanket statement, but, I also really love the noise of when, I come home or I call my cats and, I hear their little paws on the floor. That's like just instantly makes me happy. Number 7, what sound or noise do you hate? Okay, I'm going to keep this brief because I sound like such a hater and I'm sorry. But I hate loud cars. I hate it. I hate motorcycles. I don't hate the people who drive them. I just, why does your vehicle have to be so loud? Why do people modify their cars to make them louder? Why do people peel out? So is it for attention? I don't understand it. I hate it. Like there's no reason, dude. It doesn't make you sound cool. It doesn't make you sound bad. I hate it. Just be quiet. Don't make your car louder than it is. Number 8, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt? I would love to be a pyrotechnic specialist for movies and TV shows. I think that would just be so much fun. Or the person who is in charge of the fireworks at Disneyland. I think that would be really great. Basically, I just want to make things explode and make fireworks happen. That'd be fun, right? Number 9, what profession would you not like to do? I would not like to be anyone who works in the medical field. I think that is a physically and mentally exhausting and draining job, and it is thankless. And I just would never, ever want to do that. I have so much respect for everyone who works in the medical field, especially now. Oh my gosh, geez Louise, can you imagine? Just the worst. And I can't imagine. If you're listening to this, thank you if you work in the medical field. Even if you're like a supplier, thank you. If you know someone who works in the medical field, please tell them how much you love them. And they're working really hard right now, so send them a meme or something. Just say thank you. Number 10, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? All right, are you ready for a cheesy answer? I would love to hear that I made people happy. I improved the lives of those around me. Because that's all I want to do. You know what I mean? I just want to make people happy. So I hope in the last 13 minutes, I've made you happy. I hope I've made you smile with nonsense. I think this is a really good idea to post these questions. So thank you, Slider, for that. Please go watch Inside the Actor's Studio. Please honor James Lipton. And then the SNL parodies are really great too. But please take care of yourself. Like I said, I hope you're cozy. I hope you have a snack. I hope you have a drink while we're hanging out just now. But if not, please remember to drink some water. Remember to get some sleep. Remember to wash your hands. Please stay inside. And we're one day closer to all of this being over, you guys. So hang in there. And I hope you're doing well. And I'm sending you the biggest squeeze ever. So that's that. Be safe. I love you. Bye.